manifest yourself, manifest yourself. Oh Lord, we wait on you. I don't know about you, but I want more of Jesus. Don't you want him to show up and show out? Come on, could you reach for him as he reaches towards us right now?
The old order of things will have passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I still want us to be asking ourselves, which God will be with us in the new heaven and the new earth? God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. Only one of them, or only two of them, or all three of them. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. Verse 7. We're still in Revelation 21. Verse 7. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. When the Lord God created Adam, Adam was also known as God's son. Because again, if you look in the book of Luke and you look at the genealogy, the way Luke breaks it down, he goes in a reverse order, starting with the person who was the progenitor of Jesus right then, the most current progenitor. He started from the most recent and went to the most distant, the first. So in Luke chapter 3, in verse 23, Luke wrote, now Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. He was the son, so it was thought, of Joseph, the son of Heli, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Janai, and he went on down the line. I'm going to skip over some of these, but just to, you know, kind of give you enough where we are here. The son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, the son of Joseph. Let me skip down some more names. The son of David, the son of Jesse. And of course, Jesse was David's father. So again, they're going in reverse order here as they break down the genealogy. The son of Boaz, the son of Perez, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham. And he goes on down to the beginning. The son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. Adam, mentioned as God's son because God created him. God was his father. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But, listen to me, those of you who really care about what's going on in the world as it pertains to those who come up with ways to try to devastate, destroy, decimate entire sectors of society, and you're too afraid to do anything about it. You care, you know they're wrong, but you're too afraid to do anything about it, so you do nothing. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, and the practice of magic arts includes the use of illicit drugs, the idolaters and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. What do you suppose she's going to look like, this bride, the wife of the Lamb? Do you think John is going to tell us in specific detail how beautiful she would be? Come, I will show you the bride. And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. We heard that a little earlier in this same chapter, at the beginning of chapter 21, Revelation 21. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. He detoured for a moment from his description of this new Jerusalem, starting at verse 3, and then starting at verse 9, he comes back to it. Carried me away, showed me the holy city. Verse 11, it shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. This is the holy city now. This is not heaven he's describing. Remember now, a new heaven and a new earth, the new Jerusalem in the new earth. And remember, he said, he saw the new Jerusalem, the holy city, coming down out of heaven. He is not describing heaven here. He is describing the new Jerusalem. The city was 1,400 miles long, 1,400 miles wide, and in elevation, it was 1,400 miles high. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a huge city. And I've shared with you before, 1,400 miles, if you start at the coast of Florida and go inland, roughly 1,400 miles, you'll be somewhere around the state of Oklahoma. And I do mean that literally. You will be somewhere in the neighborhood of around the state of Oklahoma, 1,400 miles long. It is also that wide, and it is also that high. That is a gigantic city. Now, if we have 1.5 million people living in our largest cities today, and our largest cities are smaller than our states. I mean, of those cities that I mentioned, how many of those cities are bigger than the state of New York and New Jersey combined? We're talking about one city that's going to take us from Florida to roughly Oklahoma. And then when you measure that high up, it's going to take you that far up. You measure that wide, it's going to take you that deep. This place is going to be huge. If we get 1.5 million, 2 million in one of these cities that we're talking about now, how many people, how many millions upon millions upon millions will be able to get into this new Jerusalem? Oh, there is a reason to love God. Yes. And that's the size of it. Let's look some more at the wealth of this city, the luxury of the city, not just the luxury brought into the city, but the city itself. Remember now, the city shining with the glory of God, brilliance like a precious jewel. The wall was made of jasper, the city itself made of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city walls decorated with every kind of precious stone. We're talking about the city here. We're not talking about what some of the buildings would be made of. We're talking about what the city is made of. The first foundation jasper, the second foundation, sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, all these precious stones making up the foundation of the walls of the city. The sixth, carnelian, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the tenth, chrysoprase, the 11th, jacinth, the 12th, amethyst. Did you hear any of your favorite stones in there? 12 gates, each made of one pearl. The great street of the city, made of pure gold. The street, not one of the buildings in it, the street, made of pure gold. Oh, that's why we love.
Love will fill you.